Hey everyone, it's your friend Misdiagnosed. I'm just getting home from feeding my mom's cats. What an ordeal. So my mom has these two cats, and there's a huge, long, crazy-ass backstory to all this. But me and my grandma go up there every few days and feed her two cats in her trailer and her two to however many outside cats there are. And naturally, I gripe about it pretty much every time. I don't know why it gets under my skin so much, but it does. But one day, I'll probably miss this. You know, I get to spend time with my grandma and do something that she feels really good about doing. And so while my mom's in the nursing home or the hospital, wherever she is, you know, I'll just continue doing this with my grandma. I think we've been doing it for about a year now, but anyway, it's not that big of a deal. I just make it into a big deal because I'm such a wimp sometimes, and I just get so aggravated. And when I don't have my medicine, I am a bear. But I've been trying to reach down within and overcome that and find out, you know, why I need medicine so bad, or what can I do in the meantime until I get my medicine again. It's just a mess. But I'm really working on myself and trying to figure out what, you know, how to be a higher vibration within, if you will. So today is Sunday. It's 1 week from Easter. We went shopping. Me and my grandma went to the dollar store, and she sent me in with some money to get my kids some Easter goodies. And I got them a couple of little fairy gardens, a little Easter basket, and some grass, and a pop-it keychain, and some those little capsules you put in water and they grow into sponges. I think my kids will really enjoy all of those things. And I packed up their Easter eggs last night full of tasty treats. I got nearly 100 Easter eggs packed, and then we're going to dye some more and hide them as well at my grandma's on Sunday. I don't know why I'm doing that. We've already went to one egg hunt yesterday, and we're going to another one on next Saturday at my grandma's church. But I just want to do my own because I feel like the kids really enjoy it. And I think that I enjoy it too, or I wouldn't be doing it, obviously. But I like to make everything as special as I can for the kids. So, that being said, I just remembered they're out of school on Good Friday, so that's great. They just have a 4-day week this week. They'll love that. And let's see. I had a falling out with my neighbors not long ago, and I didn't even want a falling out. She was my best friend. I love that girl to death. But I seen her outside yesterday, and I just said, hey. And she said, hey, back. And then just a minute ago, I seen her husband, the reason that we are not friends anymore, because he couldn't stand me, I guess. But anyway, I said hi to him, and he said hi back. But, you know, I don't look for them to be friendly. But I wish they would. I really miss her. She was one of the best friends I ever had. You know, as far as having something in common, having children, you know, being a mom friend, if you will. Anyway, if you're listening, I miss you. And I hope you're doing good. So, what else is going on in my world today? I'll probably do some laundry, make sure the kids are good to go for the week in school, have everything ready for that. Try to get blue dye off of Dylan's hands and face. He got egg dye all over him. It was such an ordeal last night. Oh my God. He put his glove on inside out after he took it off after dipping it in dye. And he just doesn't listen. And I got pissed off because neither one of my kids listened to me. And sometimes I just have to get bowdy about it. Get red. And I do. They've seen a different side of me these past 6 weeks since my mother-in-law's been in the hospital. And Craig's not ever home for more than about 12 hours at a time, which I'm thankful for that. But, you know, those other 12 hours are hellacious because I am no disciplinary. My kids run all over me. But I'm not complaining. I love them so much, and they do respect me to an extent. And I've got my ways of straightening their asses out. I'll turn the internet off or threaten to tell their dad. Anyway, so I got my house cleaned last night. It doesn't look like it today, but I did do that. And I'm going to try to do that again today while it's still not so effed up. It's just kind of hanging in there right now. But I did all the dishes and looks like there's nothing else to do in there. I guess that's all I have to report for now. And if anybody wants to come hang out with me, I am free today. And I miss my friends. I miss y'all. And I'd love to make new friends. If you're new here, just leave me a comment or a voice message and we can get to know each other. And in the meantime, you guys take care of yourselves and have a beautiful Sunday. I'll try to update soon. I love you. Bye.